the grain speculators and even some peasants were getting a little bit too rich for the Communist Party's liking. Bad harvests also played a role. But the biggest threat to the present worker alliance was the rise to power of Iosif Stalin. As the new communist state assumed permanent borders and the NEP built up the economy, Lenin and company worked on the communist state's permanent form. The word of the Commissar for Nationalities, Iosif Stalin, carried great weight on this topic. Though Stalin himself was Georgian by birth, he wanted to keep all the former subject peoples of the Russian Empire in the existing RSFSR, Russian Soviet Federated Socialist Republic. Stalin believed, with reason, that letting non-Russian peoples consider themselves independent was dangerous. But Stalin had a difficult opponent. Vladimir Lenin would employ any means to reach communist ends in Russia or elsewhere. He was ingenious at interpreting Marx's writings to justify whatever political maneuver he pulled next. His friends could become enemies just like that and vice versa, but even Lenin had his principles. And national self-rule was one of them.